Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Entrepreneur Product Sourcing and eBiz Show, brought to you by WorldwideBrands.com.
Thanks for joining us today. I am Robin Cowie. China has, in recent years, become a manufacturing center to the world. Their ability to produce almost any kind of physical good inexpensively and quickly with a high degree of quality has made them the global go-to source for imports. Today we're talking with George Bailey of ChinaVasion.com about how small home-based e-business owners can find suppliers for their own online businesses and take advantage of the great importing opportunities there. I have been to China several times myself, and this is definitely a subject that is near and dear to my heart. George, welcome to the show.
Hi, Rob. Thanks very much for having me on the show.
So, George, people certainly talk about the Internet has really transformed the world and turned it into this global village.
Yeah.
Is it really that easy for anyone to buy products from China now?
It is. I think importing from China is just way easier than it was, say, 10 years ago. So partly this is because of removal of trade barriers and China in a WTO, but I think it's also to do with a lot easier communication now, like a lot more Chinese people speak English. Of course, the Internet makes it a lot easier to get in touch with businesses. Travel to China is now much easier and cheaper. Logistics, like delivering products from China, is now cheaper and easier. And actually, it's also now easier to pay suppliers in China. So I think there's been a lot of growth in the last 5 or 6 years, but I think we're really still looking at an enormous explosion of suppliers in China, especially in the area of wholesale, which is going to make it a lot easier for small businesses to buy from China.
I want to jump on one of those things that you mentioned there, paying people in China. That's oftentimes actually a flash fear point that comes up with people, especially smaller-based businesses, when I talk to them. How do you think the payment techniques have improved, and can you just explain that a little bit?
Well, I think that as you look at online sellers, a lot of these sellers are using merchant accounts and online payment solutions such as PayPal. This is something where, although you're paying a supplier in China, you have all of the guarantees and security that you would from paying an online shop back in the United States. So I think the reach of these online payment processing systems is really reaching into China now. I think probably not as many Chinese companies are adopting these as they could, but I think this is something that you'll see a lot more in the coming couple of years.
Right.
Is that Chinese banks can manage these systems, the suppliers, to actually receive the payments. I think you'll see it get a lot easier than it is at the moment. But certainly online payments is the way it's going to go.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, let's take a realistic look at this, though, and tell me about the downsides of importing from China.
Okay. Well, I think the key probably is there is, when you're buying from China, you are importing. I mean, you're not buying from someone on your local shopping mall. So immediately when you're importing, it's a kind of different scene. Buying from overseas, it can be risky, and it's something where you really have to be prepared. I mean, there are traps to be aware of. This is not just because of China. Importing from anywhere, it can be very difficult if you're not prepared. Things like, for example, you might be trying to import an item that's prohibited in your country or restricted or is subject to quotas, like clothing, for example. So in these cases, if you're not experienced or not prepared, the seller will be quite happy probably to sell these items to you, but it might be doubtful if you ever actually receive those goods in your country. So if we had to talk about downsides, I guess the downsides which people find are more about being unprepared and like less about China itself, I would say.
I've heard before that you cannot over-communicate enough when dealing with importing. Is that true?
I agree with that, and I think that's nowhere more true than in China, particularly in this Chinese culture where, I wouldn't say it negatively, but nothing happens as fast as you'd like it to, and I think this is just the Chinese communication style, that it's really important to use regular, friendly, open communication to try and build this relationship, and this is how Chinese people actually like to do business. They like to create this rapport. And the moment you actually have this open, constant communication, you're really so much less likely to run into problems further down the line. If you try and do a business deal just from one or two emails, you're just really asking for trouble. You have to really know who you're speaking to and have this relationship.
Do you think it's necessary to actually come to China? Do you have to do that?
I think it can be an enormous advantage. I would say it's by no means necessary. I would say mainly it depends on the quantity you're importing. So I don't think it's necessary by any means, but I think for the people who do come, they really suddenly get a feeling of what they're dealing with, the people they're dealing with, the style of Chinese suppliers. And I think especially if you're dealing directly with Chinese factories, it have the personal touch to shake hands with someone is really invaluable, but I would say not essential.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've found from my visits over there. To some degree, one of the most important things that affected me was just scope and realizing how amazingly big and how amazingly varied the products are, and frankly, how good the quality is, because I've never experienced so much a good quality. I think people still think, I mean, and certainly like 5 years ago, the quality was not exactly what it is now. Have you seen an increase in the quality of the products?
Yeah, definitely. I think this is what I was saying before. This partly, I think, to do with the B2B sourcing sites online and, I guess, the growth of online sellers. There's just a huge increase in competition among the Chinese exporters, and this is basically forcing them to come up to Western quality standards. And they basically know now that if the quality is not up to scratch, then it's actually way too easy for the foreign buyers just to skip over to another supplier.
Right.
So I'd say people have kind of jokes about made-in-China items being a bit kind of poor quality. But, I mean, as you say, just come out here, and basically you also see this variety of products that you won't even see it in a local market, because there's so many nice products here which never really even make it to your local market. So, yes, coming to see the products firsthand will definitely make a difference to your business.
That's what I talk to a lot of people about, is that importing has levels. As that works for your business, kind of grow to the next level,
definitely.
You know, go out to Asia and go to some of these fairs. Those fairs are amazing.
Exactly. Yes, I definitely say get out some trade fairs and you'll just be blown away by the products there. It will just give you so many ideas. In a way, you have to step back and kind of make a decision where to start, because there are just so many business ideas popping in front of your face.
Yeah. So, George, I'm sure that a lot of listeners have seen in the news recently several instances where products coming out of China were not only defective, but unfortunately unsafe for end users.
Yeah, for the end user's pets. Maybe.
Yes, unfortunately. Actually, I was having a dinner conversation about this the other day, and I said, well, do you realize the scope and the number of types of products and the number of people that are actually coming out of China?
Yeah.
These are the only stories we're hearing, you know. But certainly, look, people want to be able to protect themselves from this. What can buyers do to guard against this kind of thing and ensure that their goods are really that top quality, you know, the 99.9% of the products that do work?
Yeah, well, first of all, yes, I definitely agree with you, Rob. It's kind of difficult to draw any general conclusions just from some news articles, which I have to say tend to focus on some of the more negative aspects of China. So,
well, they're certainly driven to sell newspapers or blogs or whatever, right?
Exactly. It's not everything from China. To come back to your question, I think basically in every industry or for every product, there's going to be some potential quality issues, and basically there will be corresponding safety and quality standards which you can actually reference, whether they're ISO standards or certain certifications. And as the importer, actually, you need to find out in advance what those are and do a little bit of research around even just qualitative issues, like what your buyer's looking for in the quality of these products. So just make sure you have this in your head so that when you start to speak to your supplier, you can basically discuss either qualitative issues or certifications and standards quite clearly before you start importing. Now, I have to say, quite a lot of these regulations and certifications, unfortunately, might not have an equivalent in China. So you may have to go a little way to educating your supplier sometimes, especially if you're dealing with people who perhaps are not so experienced at exporting. So I would just say work with your supplier. You know, don't come in there with huge, difficult demands for them, which might put them off. Just basically show you're working together, that you're discussing this in a kind of non-accusatory way, and basically make it a kind of positive communication about quality.
Is there something said for working with somebody who's been in this business and established and, you know, has those track records? I mean, I guess it sounds obvious, but there really is a credibility to that, right?
Yes, I think so. I think the further away from the factory you get, obviously the price of the goods is going up, but you're also looking at hopefully more service involved in that. So, for example, if you buy from a wholesaler like Chinavasion, we have our own quality checking systems in place. So we're kind of doing the job which you might have to do if you're going directly to the factory, which means we're actually really carefully checking the quality of every batch that comes through.
Yeah.
And this is something where you have to be aware if you're going directly to the factory. This is just the way it is. You have to carefully talk about quality and hopefully not have to control it, you know, piece by piece yourself, but you at least have to know where you stand with your supplier on this.
Yeah, and, you know, look, again, I was talking about those levels, and in my experience, again, when I went to both the shows and then actually went to the factories and then actually talked to people like yourselves who are wholesalers, is that, yes, you know, you're going to pay a certain amount of money to use a service of any kind of wholesaler, but the difference is that they have their feet on the ground there. They're actually there face-to-face with these people. They have the relationships, which is such an important part of doing business in China, and in my opinion, more than pay for themselves. Because really, if you are doing this independently by yourself, I do strongly encourage you to actually go to the factory and build those relationships, because there's a lot of complexities there. So what kind of Chinese-made products are hot right now? I mean, what types of things should people be thinking about?
Well, I mean, this is a kind of a wide question, but I guess
it's a gigantic question.
Yes, I think if you're starting out from China and you're kind of looking for product ideas, I would say just seek for something that makes you different from your competitors. It's got to be something where you're not competing with a huge crowd, something a little bit like, for example, if we're looking at products from Chinese factories, as well as obviously quality and price, we're also looking at other questions like, is it new? Is it a unique product? Is it like, to have a gadget factor? Is it kind of something specialized or appeals to a niche market? So I think if you're looking at buying from China, you should kind of come in with the same approach. Just don't try to copy what everyone else is doing. On the other hand, I mean, if you do find a popular area, you can kind of get on the bandwagon. For example, if there's like a very popular brand name item, like a big cell phone or something, then maybe you can look for the accessories around that product and kind of take advantage of its popularity. That would be my two suggestions.
Excellent. Excellent. So many popular branded items such as Sony products or Apple iPods are made in China, but online sellers have many challenges in these areas. Can we talk about this? Can online sellers buy these from Chinese suppliers?
This is a very, very common question that we receive at Chinavasion. I have to say, unfortunately, the general answer is no. I mean, although, take the example of Apple iPods, for example, although many of these famous branded products are produced in Chinese factories, it doesn't necessarily mean at all that you can actually source the products yourself from China. It's kind of very controlled for obvious reasons. So you will actually see a lot of sellers in China advertising these kind of brand name goods, but I would advise you to kind of be very careful about that, because in some cases they are just outright scammers or selling counterfeit products, which I don't have to tell you is kind of a bad idea.
Right.
In many cases, they're actually gray market goods, which means they're on the retail market locally here in China, but you're not really supposed to import them elsewhere. So I don't think there's a really nice answer for people who are looking for the dream cheap source of branded products.
So what are the basic steps to a small business here in the United States, and really, I guess, elsewhere as well? What are the basic steps for them to find suppliers in China?
Well, I would say don't limit yourself to one medium. So basically, subscribe to trade magazines. Obviously, spend a lot of time looking through B2B portals online. Also, as you said, visiting a trade fair, even just one or two, it just makes an enormous difference. It will really open your mind to what's going on out here in the Far East. Also, I mean, if you're looking at buying from China, don't forget to look at Hong Kong companies as well. You can pay a higher price, but, I mean, it can sometimes be more convenient. And also, don't forget to search for wholesale suppliers, because you will find a lot of wholesalers now selling from China, which is kind of a convenient way if you don't really want to spend so much time trawling through big B2B listings.
Sounds really good. Sounds really good. A lot of people kind of debate on how much stock they either A, need to buy, or B, should buy to take advantage of better prices.
Yeah.
Can you talk about, you know, quantities?
Well, I think you have to look at the type of products. I mean, for example, if you're importing a very cheap item, the risk is less to you if you're importing a large quantity. But, I mean, you have to look at other criteria, like, I mean, what's the item lifetime? Is this like a Beanie Baby, where the item lifetime is probably not very long, it doesn't hold its popularity? For example, what you're importing, do you trust the quality in the long term? Also, do you know there's a proven market demand? If you answer yes to those questions, then maybe you should go for it. And buy in this big quantity and really get the price rakes. On the other hand, if you do that, you need to kind of think about storage, warehouse costs in your local area. That can be really expensive. So I would say you have to think very carefully before taking the plunge.
Yeah, no, actually, it's one of the things that I say repeatedly to people, that if you're not importing now and you're not ready to import now,
yes,
at least start your education process, get to learn this,
yes,
and get yourself educated, because every day it gets better. And people,
yeah,
say to me, oh, you know, it's too late to be working in China. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous.
I think, yes.
We are very early on in the build, in my opinion.
Yes, on a global scale, there are a lot of people who are already profiting from China. But if you look at internationally, and if you look at retail markets in your local area, wherever you are, whether the United States or Europe or anywhere else, you can see a lot of products from China, but the opportunities are still absolutely massive. And if you come here, or if you start to look at the products that are available from online sellers, it's just really hardly begun to be tapped, I have to say. And now logistics is getting better. Shipping from China is faster, more reliable, getting a lot cheaper. I think we'll just see a huge explosion of just one-man businesses or small startups that are actually making a huge dent in their market just because they found the sources to make it work.
So one question that I'm sure is on the minds of many of our listeners is, yeah, how to deal with import taxes. What do buyers need to know about this issue?
Some buyers, when they first get hit with import tax, they buy an item from China and they get taxed when they receive the goods. I think they're thinking, this is unfair. Why is China taxing me? This is not my responsibility. But I think the basic thing to understand is import taxes are the importer's responsibilities. In most countries, it doesn't make any difference where the goods come from. The taxes are the same whether you bought the goods from China or France or Brazil or anywhere. It's import taxes from your own country. So basically, you have to find out this information from your own local customs. And I have to say, I mean, a lot of Chinese suppliers will give you some ideas about this, but they're not the people to ask. You have to ask your local customs, and you have to find out exactly the information before you start ordering. And a lot of information is available freely, and you can phone the numbers and you can email them, and the customs officers are there to help you. And definitely if you're importing in bigger quantities and you're not sure, I would say speak to a professional customs broker. But I don't want to be too negative here. I have to say that import taxes don't have to be as bad as you think. If you're importing in small quantities, it really sometimes isn't an issue at all. So I would say do the research, but don't be so worried about it.
Right. Okay. So for people who are interested in importing from China, give us a brief overview of where you see importing from China going. How is it going to grow? What are going to be some of the, I guess, trends and developments over the next 2 or 3 years?
Well, I think we'll continue the trends that we're seeing already, which is that there are basically a lot more Chinese consumer goods exporters coming easily contactable. I think the companies themselves have become quite competitive among themselves. They'll start to develop their own online selling solutions, so it won't quite be phone and fax dealing with them, and I think they'll be more responsive when it comes to customer service. I think things will move more in the wholesale direction. I think this will start to come up, and maybe a bit of competition for China Vision, but I mean, this is overall positive for the market. I don't think you'll see retail sellers selling direct from China for a while. I just don't think that the Chinese companies are really ready to sell direct to consumers. So basically, that means there's still a lot of huge opportunities buying from wholesalers in China. It's going to get easier, but of course there's going to be a lot more people in your area or in your market trying to do the same thing. So I would say get educated and just get in there now, because the only way you can learn is basically by doing it.
Terrific. So what about learning more? Where can people go to learn more about China imports?
I would say try to stay fresh when you're looking at China. Look at a wide variety of media. Don't just listen to the negative news reports on TV. It's very, very easy to get negative ideas. So just try to find your own business news sources online. I can recommend Reuters, Insight. That's a very, very good source of information.
Yeah, and, can you say that again?
Reuters Insight. Search for that on Google, and you can find some very, very nice subscriptions for news areas on China.
Ah, okay.
And also from our own perspective, if you go to ChinaVasion.com, we've got a free e-course called How to Import from China, which is put together by a team. And even the experienced importers said they learned a lot from this.
What format is this course in?
This is a free e-course, and you just sign up with your email, and it will be delivered to your inbox over a series of days. And it's basically how to import from China and avoid mistakes and try to learn a little bit about Chinese business culture.
Terrific, terrific. Lots of great free information. Please get educated. Start making more money by importing from Asia. That is our time for today with George Bailey of ChinaVasion.com. Please check out their site, great people. George, thanks so much for being here. I'm Rob Cowie.
Today's Entrepreneur Product Sourcing and eBiz show has been brought to you by WorldwideBrands.com and Entrepreneur.com. Join us again next week for more free eBiz education with the Internet's leading product sourcing experts.